Stephen Fitzgerald from Affirmative Investment Management in London. It's great to be in front of you again, and I'm here to give you an update on the impact fixed income market. Just to recap, impact fixed income or impact bonds, from a financial perspective, are just bonds. Then the senior debt of the issuer, they pay a fixed coupon, they mature at par. What makes them an impact bond is what the proceeds are used for. So a green bond will be used to fund projects or make loans that reduce carbon emissions or to create more resilient communities. A social bond, exactly the same, although it will have a social purpose. The market is growing very rapidly. We're seeing more diversity in the market as well, by currency, still dominated by euros than US dollars. Aussie is about 3% of the market, but we're seeing new currencies come in as well, such as Indian rupee, New Zealand dollar, or Hong Kong dollar. The sectors are becoming more diverse, as are the rating buckets. So we've filled out all the rating buckets from AAA through BBB and even some non-investment grade today. When we first started in this market, it was largely government issues. But now it's about 50% corporate, still dominated by utilities and financials, but we're seeing more industrials come into the market as well and issue impact fixed income securities. SKF, a Swedish ball bearing manufacturer, issued a sustainability bond. Had two purposes. One, to improve the energy efficiency in their plants, targeting a 30% reduction in energy use per unit of output, but also R&D in their product around making their product more energy efficient. So a really interesting new bond, BBB rated. We're also continuing to see evidence of the importance of verification. An example of a bond recently that was launched, a sustainability bond, that failed to meet our verification standards was Korea East West Power. They issued a sustainability bond to develop more renewable power in Korea, but at the same time, they're building new coal-fired plants in other countries. And that simply is inconsistent with our philosophy around this market. And just in closing, we're continuing to see the impact fixed income market become more and more mainstream, delivering mainstream returns, but with impact. I thank you for your time today.